from Chui.
Because she full of faith and her rupang. So she just now told me she will share something very beautiful with you others. So tonight, maybe after meditation, we use more of this time for sharing. And it will help a lot. Then this condition that arises is very unique. You see, at first they were trying to sort out things. Who bring flower, who bring fruit. Then Yun Chan suggests, oh no, flower already, Hui Rong, they all decide already. Then who? Then later on, somehow, everything resolved amicably. Then Mimi says she will also bring some flower. And I didn't know what she bring until I saw. Oh, so big a bucket of flower, and she know how to arrange it. So these three special green and white, they are from her with raw flower and what they call monkey pumps. She did it, the flower arrangement, just now before dinner. And come back after dinner, finish it. Then offer just in time. So beautiful. So far, I think this is the most beautiful. Then Hui Rong bring the missing link, the lotus. Understand? Lily, not lotus. Oh, Paul Lian brought lotus. Wow, sahadu. I mean, more than one person. You see? One bring lily, the other bring lotus. Oh. That's a missing link. Oh. And everything falls into place. Oh. Yeah, this is what they want. And the fruits also were so beautiful. Yeah? We have oranges. Yeah? Then we have grapes. We have apple. We have even the leaves, the pear. Then we have the candle, the incense, and the clear water. We have the garland from Polian also. We rejoice together all with all the wholesomeness. And this one, Kayanamita Fan also donate, is involved. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we will now start our official puja. So the main people come. Chui, Hui Rong, Polian, Yun Chan, Mimi. No, Stephanie, come. Don't worry, all come. All come. We will pass one by one. Yun Chan, come. Or Chui, come. Don't worry. You just come first. They will follow. You just come first. You just rejoice, offer the tray first. You offer this one, then pass round. Then after that, this one, then we will start the chanting. You just offer to the Buddha, rejoice, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, then let me touch. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then you pass over to Yun Chan. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then Yun Chan pass on, rejoice to the wholesome. Bring the second one. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then learn to reflect and contemplate on the offering. Rejoicing is very important. But learn to rejoice with the understanding of whatever that has significance with the Dhamma. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, our chanting book, we already have all those. So when you rejoice with understanding, you contemplate and reflect on the Dhamma. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You see, the other beauty of offering is you empty everything here. Then you receive them back. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. These are whole with care. Whole with care. This one is very slippery. Hold the bottom. Sadhu, sadhu. These are very beautifully arranged flowers. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yun Chan, come, hold properly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, the final one, lotus. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You put back in front. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pass to Yun Chan. See? After we clear, it come back. It come back in more beautiful ways. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. Pass the tree. Then put it back to the place originally. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The flower is here. sadhu, 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 sadhu. Yeah. Ah, okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ah, okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Yeah. Then one last one. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Put it there. Slowly, at this corner. Okay, good. Sadhu. Okay, we rejoice one more time with the wholesomeness of all those who have made this possible, including the Kayanamitas through our Kayanamita fund. We rejoice three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now have a seat, then we will start our puja. The chanting sheet are here. Those who forgot to bring, you can take. Yeah, you can take. Okay. Turn to page 3, Oh, sorry. The format is page 2, We will start with Vandana, Vandana is reciting the homage to Lord Buddha, But here, because there is also Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the other great beings. So what we will do is, we will pay respect mindfully to the Triple Gem. I will chant Buddhang Pujjami, means to all the Buddha, we pay our respect. Then, together, we will pay respect to Triple Gem before we start the Pali chanting. Buddhang Pujjami. Dhammang Pujjami. Sanghang Pujjami. Okay, so now we will chant Namo Kuan Sing Pusa three times. Namo Kuan Sing Pusa, Namo Kuan Sing Pusa, Namo Kuan Sing Pusa. Then we will start the Pali chanting. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tathiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tathiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tathiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. สุราเมรายามัจจาปะมาตัทานะวิรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาธิยามิโอเค now we will do the ปฏิปุจจา page 3ปฏิปุจจา you all can see it those were the chanting sheet we will chant together or you want me to chant the Pali then you follow better that way otherwise some of you not familiar okay I chant the Pali then you all follow the first one is Padipa Puja offering of light Ganna Sarapa Dittena Dittena Tamang Dangsina Tiloka Tipang Sambudang Pujayemi Tamanudang Okay, I will explain the meaning. Offering of light. With light brightly shining, abolishing the gloom, I adore the enlightened one who dispelled the darkness of ignorance. Then we will do the offering of perfume smoke. Sugandha Puja. Ganna Sambara Yatena Dopinahang Sugandina Pujayi Pujaniyang Tang Puja Bhajana Muttamang Offering of perfume smoke or incense. With perfume incense made from fragrant substance, we honor the exalted one, worthy of respect, who dispelled the darkness of ignorance. Then we will do the offering of flower which we have done earlier on. Pupa Puja Vanna Ganda Gono Petang Etang Kasuma Santatin Pujayami Munindasa Siripada Sarorohe Pujemi Putang Kesuminang Nenang Punnenang Metena Ca Hotumokang Pupang Milayati Vinasa No, just, oh sorry, I skip that line, I chant again. Pupang milayati Yatta idang me Kaya Tata Yati Vinasa Bhavam Okay, the meaning is offering of flowers. The mass of flowers fresh, hue, fragrant, and choice, I offer at the sacred lotus-like feet of the noble sage. I offer thee, Lord Buddha, this flower. May this virtue, and in my aids in my emancipation, our body undergo decay, even as this flower must fade. Okay, then we go on. Offering of water, clear water. Paniya Puja Adiva Setu Nobante Paniyang Parikapitang Anukampang Upadaya Patiganghatu Muttamang Offering of water O Lord, the Blessed One, please accept this water as an offering to Thee out of great compassion for us all. Okay, we shall now do the aspiration based on all this offering that we have done and the rejoicing. So this one is very useful. Turn to the yellow card. Yellow card. Later on, when the puja book is out, it will be printed at the back of the puja book though. Yeah? So next week I was told, yeah, the puja book should be ready. But we already stopped our class until after a Mae Sun trip, so don't worry. We have actually decided to print more of the copies. So I told Padmasuri to go ahead with 500 copies, so everybody will have one. Eh? You keep for yourself, then the rest we keep in Tuesday class, Thursday class. Then we see how it goes for Wu Ping Jing Sir, where there is a Theravada. Oh, sorry, there is not a Theravada. A tradition temple is with Mahayana Vihara, so we need to respect their culture and all those things. Eh? We see how it goes. Eh? We check with Miss Lee first. Eh? Yeah. But anyway, you can have it as a personal guide. That chanting book incorporate most of the important things that I have taught you all. Eh? It has the five daily contemplation at the back. It has the typical way of requesting for forgiveness or repentance. Then it also has this, what they call, how to make aspiration by invoking the power of merits. Then there are also this simple guide to do a personal puja and aspiration after you make a official offering or based on what you have done before all this offering. You can actually invoke power of merits and rejoice in all those offerings that you have made and understand their significance. Okay, now we will go through the yellow card. We will chant together. Offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel of all darkness of ignorance therein. The significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and dulls off the fire of all defilement within our mind. The significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significant of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with faithfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significant of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. So offering of flower is very important. Today we have a lot of flower, very beautifully arranged. So we should actually rejoice and reflect, contemplate deep into it. First, it reminds us of generosity, then the fruition of karma. And because of that, that one is the fruit. The second one is impermanent nature of this flower. The flower, as you know, when it's fresh, newly bought or newly taken from the plant, they are very beautiful, very fragrant. Then their colors are very bright. So like all things in this world, they will be subject to change, decay, then finally they will wither. But flower is a very good Dhamma because it happens very fast. That's why there is an English saying, the word, adjective word, ephemeral, you heard of it before. Flower is very transient in its nature. That's why it's ephemeral, not so lasting. So because of that, you will start to see how the beautiful, like in worldly life, all the pleasant, beautiful moments, they are impermanent. they will come to pass. You cannot attach, you cannot cling, you cannot hold. Then seeing their transient nature, their impermanent nature, you reflect on your body too. Our physical body is also subject to change, decay. You will get old, get sick, and one day die. This is the reality of the form. And this form does not belong to us. So we need to make haste, yeah? To make use of this form, to cultivate the very much needed Buddha Dharma, so that you can connect to your true nature, so that you can develop the wisdom to understand life, to live life, so that you can liberate your mind, thereby free from all suffering. So this is the ultimate goal of all sincere cultivator of the Dhamma. So with all this understanding, now we will make an overall aspiration. We will chant the aspiration together. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may my spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be strengthened until they become powers or balas. Yeah. Okay, this is very good. So later on, you can even add in this part, I think. By the power of this merits born of this offering and constant reflection of the Dhamma, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas. So we can add in the constant reflection if you want to, later on. It's up to you. Then now we will do the sharing and transfer merits to all those who can receive them. We chant together. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Sakyamuni, then Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Then we will end. Okay, before we start our meditation, I got a short announcement. Yvonne. Okay, I believe you all have seen this album before, on the WhatsApp, remember? Wu Ping Jing Se, when they took photo and rejoice. Actually, this is the album that all Kayanamita has contributed to the making of it. And it's supposed to be offered on the 19th October 2014, Gathering of Kayanamita. Come, my 60th birthday. So like I said, it's not so much of my birthday. If it can be an occasion for Kayanamita together and develop the faith, the fellowship, the wholesomeness, the rejoicing, the gratitude, everything. It is more than what they call compare to any birthday. Understand? So it's more to benefit Kayanamitas. And many things has been done to benefit Kayanamitas. So this come about through great effort of a few people, mainly Padmasuri and Brother Tune, the couple. They are very, very meticulous and good. They did it out so well, I also got a shock. I never expect anything. So that's why I say, no need to do all this. But this year, because they say it's special, somehow they learn a lot. They say what they have received is nothing compared to what they have tried to offer. So I told them, if it can tie in with such beautiful occasion, why not? Because it will strengthen your faith. And this year, like I predict last year, remember? The Dhamma will flourish for all Kayanamita. Yeah. And a lot of them has progressed, and you can see it happening all over. Yeah. And they are now very different, very beautiful. Then a lot of things happened this year, especially the last few months, ever since the Cameron retreat. Then not only that, this thing that happened, the activity are all not planned, but they one by one fall into place. You can ask those who helped me to organize. We never planned. Amazing trip also, we never planned. Somebody just suggested that actually we're supposed to go last year, but thing doesn't work out, and I've been delaying it for quite a while. We're supposed to go to all the four spiritual mountains in China. We have been to Putaosan, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva Way Place, and we have been to Chihuasan, Astor Bodhisattva's Way Place. And we also have been to this Wutaisan, Manjushri, foremost in wisdom, Way Place. And left with Amesan. And I don't know why. Keep on, don't have the condition until this year. Well, last year, finally, we say, okay, we postpone to this year, and we will do it this year. Then you know what happened. There is a reason for it, actually. We are a lot of things not ready yet. So now, all these things are ready. Then you see the chain of events that took place. Actually, it's very amazing. Before that, a lot of Kayanamita has already progressed. A lot of joy they reported, and you can listen from the recording. Then there are a few of these very important transcripts and talks that came out this year. Never before, so fast and so many. Then the Klang talk on emptiness also touched the heart of many people. Then our Sumeru trip visit also was very, very extraordinary. Nobody planned for it. We were just invited out of the blue, and we are nobody actually. But somehow people contacted us and invited us. And when we went, we were so surprised that they offered this Rupang. And so many things happened. We had two visits. The first visit was already so beautiful and wholesome. Then the second was actually extraordinary. Those who went, you know, the recording too, you listen, there are a lot of messages inside there. Like it's meant to be. That's why it's also written in the album. And on the actual day, you will get to see the video with the music, very nice music. I think the music is the Sanskrit chanting of Tapito, Great Compassionate Mantra, if I'm not wrong. Or the bird sound music. So a lot of these things just happened now. Then after they offered, we did the enshrinement, installation of Sakyamuni Buddha at Suyan's house. But somehow funny, you know, on the first visit, there is another Rupang, smaller one, that you see here, was offered to Chui. You know. That's why Chui will share with you after some very good news and message. Then you know what happened? I don't know how all this like planned. Chui has to go to China, you remember? He cannot be with us on the second visit to receive the Rupang. But somehow it was all like pre-arranged. You know. I also didn't know. Until that day, Michael Lu came and talked to me. Said, Brother Teo, you know Chui, she's supposed to receive the Rupang. She's not around. She asked me to tell you. He said, he got an envelope with the offering and a letter to Brother Lim. This one, pass it to Brother Lim. Then he said, help her choose the Buddha image, Rupang. Then someone else might, after that, help to keep in my house. Then someone didn't tell me for how long. Then somehow everything just happened and she was not around. Then Brother Lim was very concerned. After he saw Chui again, he said, "Hey, this rupang you receive, cannot play one. No, you must enshrine. You gonna do a lot of things. No, you must actually pay respect, make all the offering, and they are very important. A lot of significance." Then she will explain to you after. Then she told Brother Lim, "You don't worry. Everything done already." Without her. Then when she came back, she was the first one I contacted. No, I said, "Today puja, no, you better be part of it." That's the last Tuesday she came and did all these things. So all these are like meant to be. We never plan anything. Even today's puja, who to bring what? Chui try to coordinate with Yun Chan at first. Like Langkabut a bit. Then everything just fall into place. No need to know anything. They will know what to bring. Just like the day at Sumeru, you remember? The ting 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 and all those tok tok tok. They will just bring anasana. And condition just fall into place. And they just ask me, "Amrati, on that day, can we all request for permission to chant all those things at the Kuan Yin Lake?" Oh, I say, "Can, bring." Then we didn't even know that the place, the private place of Brother Lim, will be open to us for puja. Nothing was planned. But everything that is meant to be was just falling into place. Then there is so much thing happening up there. Then even Wu Ping Jing Sir, those who were there last, the recent Sunday, you will know, you will witness. I hope that tape recording can come out. Because Miss Lee doesn't know how to do it. She got problem. Then got to wait for Sui An to come back. Tomorrow Sui An come back. Send to Sui An and get it out. And you listen to that recording. I tell you, it also meant to be. Those two emails that people wrote to me, then that day somehow the condition came and they want to understand all those things. So because of some question, Q&A, then I started the sharing. Then when the sharing started, it started to rain. Then after that, a lot of things happened. Those who were there, they know. After we finished, then I sent something. I said, "We better hurry because we need to share marriage because they are waiting up there." So the moment I chant the Akasata Chavumata, the Pali one finished, before I could even translate the English one, they also cannot wait already. You know, the lightning was so loud. You know what happened? The thing happened. The electricity also tripped. The whole house shot back up. Then they got to on back the house. Then after that, the rain was really very, very heavy. Like thunder. Non-stop. And it went on for almost an hour. A lot of things. So all this is to give you faith. It's nothing to do with psychic and magic. No, we didn't do anything. In fact, before we start, there are some forces that try to stop it. But you don't worry. Because we act God and flow. We trust the Dhamma. We act based on understanding. So you don't fear, you don't panic, you don't react, and you don't get unhappy. No negativity, nothing can harm you. Everything will just flow accordingly. And what is beautiful is, everything that is lined up, even Ananda Giri, nothing was planned there. Slowly, at first, the offer was Kuan Yin. Achan Achalo also were hesitating whether to put the Kuan Yin there or not, because initially he said he met with some resistance and objection. In Thailand, Theravada temple, why you build a Kuan Yin there and someone need to raise funds, ask for money? So he at first very enthusiastic, then he hesitated. He wrote me an email. He said, "Brother, tell me sincerely, what's your view? He said, can I have your sincere advice?" It was a private letter. So I replied, I said, "Achan, meant to be," then I explained. It's in the, I think, pre-trip. Email, you read through the affinity early. Then I explained to him, I said, "The first trip I came, I saw the small Kuan Yin at the Sala's window, the shrine outside hanging." Then when I first saw the image, I tell myself, how come I got this feeling? The nature tell me, how nice if this Rupang Kuan Yin can be a bigger version enshrined outside. in Anandagiri. So I was having a lot of joy. Then I just smile and I just left it. Then 3 years later, Ajahn say, "I want your sincere opinion." I said, "No need." I said, "Meant to be. Guan Yin wants to be there." Then I told him what happened. I said, "You are very good in this. Do what you are good at." I said, "For me, I come here to share the truth. I'm not good at all this statue and sculpture. This one, you very good." I said, "You go ahead. I support you." That's why we all Kairamita fund. We supported that Rupang. Most of the money he got there. Then he was left with the platform on the note. Then some donation come in too. Then after a while, don't know what happened. No? Then he said, "Maitreya also wants to be there." So then after he finished, almost finished Maitreya, he said, "In Thailand, no, don't have Sakyamuni, how can?" Then he said, "Somewhere in the middle can." So he decided to put there. And what happened this year is, never before, no, the three great beings' nature, simultaneously we get the chance to consecrate and to given the honor to recite the chanting of the Kuan Yin Heart Sutta, the Great Compassionate Mantra in Pali and in Sanskrit and in Mandarin. Then Teng Siong Sifu also will be following us there. And not only that, I was told by Joyce, what has already been agreed, of course subject to orders, whatever, help of Longpo Sumedho. It says Ajahn Sumedho or Longpo Sumedho will be there. Then Sri Panyo, Ananda, Krishna's son, will also be there. And many monks. I was told the latest count was almost 20 over there. Joyce, how many monks? 30 already. Wow, the number keep on increasing. So those who are going, you should rejoin with your good affinity and karma. And like earlier on I shared, one of the Kairamita also told me in one of the Tuesday class during the meditation, he said, "You don't worry. All those going, you just only need to have faith. Silence your mind. Develop this very sincere faith. Everything is there waiting for you. And you will receive them. Everything is already planned for you all. So that's why I have faith. And a lot of things is going to happen. To the Kairamitas and others who can be there. There is another great occasion. Like I told you, all these are the signs that has unfolded. And even a lot of Kairamita, there is so much joy before it happened. Even I was told the Sumedho trip, Sumedho trip, before they went, that morning when they woke up, a few of them, so much joy in their heart. They couldn't explain why. Then when they were there, so much tears and all those things. You may not know, your thought cannot know, but your nature will know. That's why things will manifest. So all this is to let you understand how nature's beauty will unfold when you have sincerity, when you have faith, when you have affinity, when you are connected. Like I used to tell you, remember? It's like fairy tale. But when you witness it, it's even more special and unique. It's even more fantastic than fairy tale, I tell you. You have to witness them all. Then your joy, your tears will really flow. And it will drive you to walk this path. And it will transform you completely, don't it? So these are beautiful moments, beautiful understanding. That's why this life, you never wasted, I tell you. You have so much to gain. You only need to have faith. And I was told by Joyce, the last one to come is our brother Hao, the lucky one, the last one. Initially I was told he's not supposed to come. Then Joyce kept that vacancy, he's supposed to pass to another person. But somehow she checked with me, she said, "Keep for Kairamita." And really, Hao request and check. Then finally I was told his honor. Brother Hao, honor. Don't last minute Pu Hao. And today he came so sincere. He said he cannot attend the gathering. So he offered me something. I said, Sadhu. I said, you do what you need to do. Then he did. I said, have faith. So it will bring forth a lot of wholesomeness. And many things will happen. I think what gave him faith was the friend song. After he went to Rayong Achanan, he came back so different. And song has the faith one because our sister Pula, so new, came, a lot of things happened, and it start to connect. And this will give a lot of faith. Yeah, these are people whom you know, and they don't know me one. That's why now a lot of kaya metta know already. I don't discriminate one. I don't say, oh, this one kaya metta very long already. I know him longer. I give him more merit. No such thing. Or I more friendly. No such thing. It depends on your nature, your condition. If you have the condition, you can be somebody very new. I don't know totally, but you can come anytime. Like Bijin. I don't know her. But she must thank Stephanie. Stephanie tried so hard, so many years to convince her. But at that time she cannot understand. Career was number one. But everything has its timing. She start to search when the brother, something happened. Then that actually changed her a lot. She couldn't come to terms with that reality. How can it happen just like that? And I remember Stephanie brought her to my house. That time, Stephanie also cannot handle. Stephanie told me, brother, I really cannot handle. She got so much question. Then I told Stephanie, it's okay. If she want to come, you bring her. Then she came. And after talking with me for about 2 hours or so, she starts to calm down. Then she starts to understand. There are things that she needs to do which are more tangible rather than getting unhappy, miserable, and like cannot accept what happened. The mind is in such conflict and just couldn't accept. And disturb her until she becomes so restless. She can sense later on, she start to neglect her own children, and her children also can sense. Then later on when she start to understand, there was joy, there was tears. Then one thing good is, no matter how busy she is, she make time for the retreat in Cameron. That one was the turning point. Then first time she heard about the Noble Truth in such clarity, and that one really changed her. And she said, I will really look at my priority in life now. Then she also tried to help the mother. I went to her house once, where she received one Kuan Yin, the Rupang from Cameron Highland, from the abbot. I think Tan Siong Sufu also helped. Then Stephanie helped to request, because she wants to help Bijin. And they really offered. And no need money on, it's up to us to donate on. So when that Rupang came to her house, she asked me where to put. So I said, no problem, we go to your house and we will know where to put. So finally, the mother was also there, I remember. So it was a joyous occasion. So all these are meant to be. I don't know her, I understand not. Why I take all the trouble to go to her house? Because there were affinity, there were conditions, I understand not. Then people whom are very close to me, could be my relative or what, how come I didn't go? Not to say I didn't go, but there were no condition to go. They are not in this field. So many things you will come to understand as you walk this path and cultivate, and it's very wonderful or beautiful, like the Heart Sutta said. When you realize true emptiness, life become wonderful, existence become different, wonderful. So this is a small part of sharing. Later on, you can have a look at this album. You are the second batch, lucky one to have a look at it before the actual day. But the actual day is more magnificent because it's a video with all the music, everything, big screen. This one small screen. And according to Padmasuri, nobody want to do this because it's such a small project. And he went to so many shops. Finally, they were so lucky they hit one in Klang. They're willing to do. And they were so full of joy. Then they sent the thing there. Then yesterday, before Whoopi Jing's thing start, he received a call. Say it's ready. They can go and have a look and put everything in place. So they drove down, I think, at 2 something. That's why they came late. They arrived at about 4 o'clock back. Just hot from the oven. Then because they witnessed what happened, Padmasuri said, I couldn't wait. I must offer, because today is Kuan Yin Tan, that they happen to be Kuan Yin Tan. Everything fall in the place. That's how it happened. That's how a lot of you all saw on the WhatsApp, you don't know head or tail. You already know a lot of joy there. So these are the things that can give hope, the faith, the sadha, the virya, then it will drive you. And it is very powerful, I tell you. The consciousness now is very powerful. You have faith, you are sincere and you are diligent, you will make it. And there is a lot of joy that comes with it. Okay? This is what I want to share. Okay? Then later on we can have photo. I will end earlier, promise today. Now 9 o'clock, we meditate half an hour. Okay? Okay. So be off the light. Then we will have half an hour of meditation. Stephanie, Mrs. Wong is here. She was looking for you just now. There, Stephanie. The dinner. lunch, sorry. This Sunday is lunch. Don't come for dinner. After 3 o'clock, no food. So, you come early, because we intend to start at 11, not 11:30 now. 11 o'clock. We want Kayamita to have better fellowship, more time to do the fellowship. Then you can actually get to know more people. Then you can actually help out in whatever way. Okay, now we start our meditation. I think everybody here before, you just silent your mind. You need to train, you train. You don't need to train, you just silent your mind. Then you just meditate. Those who need to do the mind sweeping method, you can continue. Then you need to radiate metta because you have a lot of joy and loving kindness. You go ahead, you don't worry. Then after that, you silent your mind. Then you maintain awareness. The 4 support for meditation will help you a lot. Always be very, very clear about the 4 support. Relax into every mind state that arises. Relaxation is key to meditation. If you cannot relax, means you have problem, you have tension. Your mind is holding on to something. That's why you are not relaxed. If your mind is clear and free, and there is a lot of joy and peace, this mind is very different. It has got no problem, no tension, nothing. It is a free mind. And this free mind is where you relax. So that's why body and mind relax. Then you just silence everything. Need to train the mind? Train. Need to decondition your heedless thinking? Do the mind sweeping method. Then after that, need to radiate metta? Radiate. So that not only inner peace, calm, inner well-being also arise within you. That way you can feel the inner well-being within the form and mind. You will be very calm, very peaceful. Then you just relax and silent your mind. The mind that is relaxed and silent is very beautiful. So the first 2 support is just relax into everything until 0 stress, free mind. Then after that, maintain awareness, the silent mind. Then the 3rd support is 24-hour. 24-hour got 2 meanings. First is continuous mindfulness over a period of time, like continuous for as long as you can. Then later on, use this trained mind to cultivate daily mindfulness continuously throughout the day within your waking moment. So the continuity of mindfulness, stability of mindfulness is very vital. Then the last support is trust. That one you use later, not so fast. By the time you have your insight, your awakening, then I will teach you how to do the last support. Initially, just trust your nature. Don't allow thought to come in and interfere with your meditation. Just silent. Okay, I will allow you to do your meditation on your own. Then I will ring the bell exactly at 9:30. Okay. What else is still on the meditate? You can continue. What else have enough? Slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Yeah. Okay. So now, we will continue with our usual second session. Second session is supposed to be meditation reporting or Q&A. Or you can ask me any other question related to the Dhamma, or how to apply what you have learned and practiced. How to make use of the Dhamma and the wisdom that you have developed to help you understand life and live life. But before that, like I promised just now, we let Chui share with us something that she told me just now about how Brother Lim when met her, passed the mic to her, so that we can have a better understanding of the significance of this Rupang. Okay, Chui.
Thank you very much, Brother Chiu.
Yeah.
Before I start, I'd just like to say thank you to everybody for today's very beautiful puja. Flowers from Mimi, Bolian, and Huirong. The garland from Bolian. And the wonderful fruits chosen with care by Li Hoon. And the other, in total, we have something like 12 people who have contributed in one shape or form. So we have some money left for the Kalyanita Fund. So we have Monica started the ball rolling, Yun Chen, Su, Mrs. Teo, Gomoy, JC, I'm the last. And I hope I haven't missed out anybody else. But everybody else here did their part, so it's very beautiful. Now, just before yesterday, I suddenly got WhatsApps from Brother Lim. Brother Lim is the one, the noble being in Sumeru, who offered the statues to Sui An and to myself. And I don't know why he did that, because he knew somehow that I was back from China, and he asked me, have you taken the image back to your house? Have you consecrated it? And of course I don't know the meaning of consecration. What kind of word is that? You know? So I said, well, actually I was away, but Brother Teo, it's been in Brother Teo's house, and they've already done 3 pujas, and so on, and this coming Tuesday, which is I told him yesterday, we'd be doing puja and as usual. So, is that what you mean by consecration? And back comes the reply, and I think it's very useful for all of us to know what it means to have a rupang. Concentration, according to him, is to tap and bring the Buddha energy into the image with the intention to practice. And it helps us contact the upper plane teachers for Dharma and other purposes. So I think that's a very important thing I learned from him, amongst many other things. So I hope that's useful. The other thing I must share is...
We rejoice first, with the offering and the sharing.
And can I continue? Just one, only one
Can,
more.
No problem. You're supposed to continue as long as you like.
No, I won't do that. You'll get sick of me.
Don't. It's okay.
This Brother Lim is quite an unusual noble being, so I found out. When I made the little offering for the statue, he SMS'd me when I was in China to say that he'd like my permission to use it to repair the monastic's roof in Myanmar. And I said, of course, it's yours to do as you wish. He said, no, I want to do it with your permission in your name, so that with a view to help you improve your practice. I think that's something that we should really say sadhu to, you know. So I thanked him
Yeah, sadhu.
Because what he has done is shown how great that generosity of heart and nature is, that he would share this with somebody else so that they can partake in a wholesome meritorious action, which is supporting the monastics. I guess it's called the Sangha.
Yeah.
You know? So just to share that, maybe these are kind of characteristics that we too must learn to develop, because it goes beyond. Normal people would have thought that, you know, you give this to somebody and he will do as he wishes.
Yeah.
But why would he come and ask for permission do it in your name? So I thought this is
very good
to share.
Because these are wholesomeness that cultivator will understand. It's just like a lot of people don't understand. They say, "Ayo, we don't need to carry the mitafan, so no difference. Right? We can do that anywhere and there." Yeah. But then the significance is very different, because when we set up the fund, you can off your that one first. Yeah. The significance is very different, because people who understand, who has the Dhamma, they have very pure intention to help. Donors, just like Kayana Metta Fund is set up for certain very, very virtuous type of purpose, to help Kayana Metta Fund move along the path of Dhamma without them even realizing what is happening. But all this wholesomeness, you understand, there are causes and conditions behind, and not everybody can perform those wholesomeness. Just like our Kayana Metta Fund, you can be very wealthy, you can be very rich, but you don't have the condition, you are not part of the Kayanamitta, there are certain wholesomeness you cannot do. And the main one that I kept for Kayanamitta Fund is all of my sharing, the gift of truth, the Dhamma and all those things, and all the material that we need to use, and all the printing and photostatting for free distribution, everything, the transcript, whatever. Then all of the offering that I personally undertake to help bring about more and more wholesomeness, to pave the way for more and more wholesomeness to arise within the Kayanamittas. Then all this, when it's offered or donated, they are actually already screened by me. That's why all this wholesomeness that we donate to and offer to, they are very beautiful. And there are so many of them. We do every year so many. And even like this aspiration card, the chanting book that we do, they all come from Kayanamitta Fund. Then now we got the Buddha Rupang installed, consecrated. All of the puja we do, we allow Kayanamitta Fund to partake. All our spiritual trips too, we allow Kayanamitta Fund to partake. Then all of our retreat, we make sure Kayanamitta Fund donate quite a portion to it, even to Ajahn's retreat and all those things. But we need to be careful with people's sincere donation and offering. So in your case, it's very kind of Brother Lim to at least recall to mind that you have so sincerely offered. And he did tell us that day that all this goes to Triple Jam. Then I said, don't worry. You use this money in whatever way you deem appropriate. You have been given the free hand. So he full of joy. Then for your case, it's because you wrote him a letter. So he wants you to understand. He wants to help you in your practice. So he said he will help you do this in your name, so that you can rejoice again. So otherwise, he can just given the authority do it without you knowing it. But people know we are certain kind of meter, they need faith. So when they are told, they have a lot of spirit, they have a lot of sadha, then they will change, they will move. Because you have such condition. That's why this will give you a lot of faith, because the Rupang already came, and you can feel the energy the first day you came back. It's so strong. And like Brother Lim said, consecration means to transfer all this meditative energy. It can be samadhi, samatha energy, stillness, calmness, vibration from relics and all those things, or cultivator. Then what they lack is the more pure type of wisdom energy that they can find other place. That's why we are one of the few that have this. That's why it was like meant to be. I think instructions were given. That's why it was offered to me that day. Then I had this intention to put it at Sui An's house for Kayanamita to benefit, because I know that place need one solid rupang, either made of crystal, jade, in this case I think it's marble, or granite. They can actually store and hold good vibration, a lot of them. And this rupang is just nice. Even though Miss Lim, Miss Brother Lim told me later on, not enough, you need a bigger one. I said, just let things be. Because he said, the house also not enough, too small. So yes, now they can feel it.
Actually, I shared with him also, and I said that, you know, in the process, the minute I came in, I could feel the energy. In fact, as I was sitting
very strong.
the heat drew my body all over my face. So I told him that this energy was very different from Sui An's. And that, I guess I said, with three pujas,
if you can get this going, that means
it's consecrated.
It's not to say it's different or what. Because Sui An's place, you need until the end of the year. I already told Kayanamita, by the time before the end of this year, 31st December 2014, the rupang there, the energy will be fully charged up. It has to take that time because I only go there once a week. And we only have those sharing once a week. Then you may ask, here also once a week, but radio. And what's the difference? I stay here. And here has been my way place for so long. That's why I told all the Kayanamita, they say, but I just bought a Buddha email. Where to send for service or blessing? I said, you put in my house. You remember I told you, put in my house at least 3 months. Then you take back. It's a lot better than what blessing you say that's now or do. You just put it here. The vibration is very different.
And Brother Lim was so delighted. He sent me 2 or 3 more WhatsApps. I told him, you know, this is tremendous.
Yeah.
When you tell him
he put in my house, he will know. That's why it's meant to be. He's not around, he cannot take back. Then at first I thought no instruction. Then I said, okay, put it at this Padmasri's hall for safekeeping so that when he come back, pass it to you. Padmasri said, but you better don't. Because the rupang is so beautiful, he said, you put my house, I may not return. Then I said, okay. There are many ways. You see, our recitation, our meditation, our faith, our nature, all these contribute. Then the non-human, everything contribute. Then all of the affinity with the great beings contribute as well. That's why your faith, when it connects the affinity, it arises different type of what they call consciousness and energy field as well. When the collective is there, you can never understand, because what you cannot see is a lot more. That's why in our this particular chanting, just I forgot. Maybe we invite now. Sorry, no wonder. We supposed to invite the devas to partake. Yeah, it's okay. Never mind, it's okay, Chui, it's okay, it's okay, Chui, it's okay. Let it be, it's okay. Never mind, maybe we don't invite. Otherwise it's too strong. Just now, before we start meditation, something happened already. So we don't invite. We don't invite. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Because before we start the meditation, her head, she already moving. Then I realized something. Then when we start the meditation, I radiated and sent some pure wish on her. Then she stopped. Then she start to like silent until when we want to, when you ask. Never mind, it's okay. We don't invite. No, otherwise too strong. Too strong, too powerful. Cannot. Not everybody can take it.
Wow. Right, Joe? Yeah. That was what I think Brother Lin was talking about. Tapping the Buddha energy.
Not only Buddha, their nature. Their nature. This one, the moment you invite, from all the 10 directions they come. Understand? No. This is very different, you chant. This is not the type of thing.
No, they normally do that. So after reading the when they invite the devas, all the spirits.
Different. You chant. It's very different. You cannot understand, Because this one need is great condition. Not everybody can invite and bring. It's okay. Don't talk about this already. Can we stop this? Please. Not the condition. Okay. We continue with the Dhamma. Who is it?
Got to add one more name, which is JC, who can't come, her mother's situation.
Okay.
So she wanted to, and she texted me.
It's okay.
And said
as
she
long as she already had that good intention, rejoice. We sadhu her. Sadhu. All this are very wholesome. Never mind. We continue with our session. So later on, when there is better condition, I will explain. So don't worry. So maintain this faith, maintain this joy, silent your mind, because these are things that way beyond normal people's understanding. So we are very fortunate, we rejoice. Anything to add, Jui? Anything to add on your part? Off your mind first. On your mind.
Nothing else except that it's an experience. And an experience with some noble beings. Who's giving us a lesson.
So
practice.
You should rejoice.
What it means to be generous of heart and nature, and to be all giving. That's what I never expected, but that's what has come through. Have you, but here's somebody extra outside that we don't know of. Never saw him in my life, only once.
That's why I say all these are meant to be, because you don't know him, I also don't know him. I heard about him. He also must have heard about me. Otherwise, out of the blue, who the hell are we? Invite me first. Then ask me to invite Kanyamita to join. Then I sense the reason, because I can feel that time. Then I told that person, I said, okay, we go. What is it? No need on. I don't know, you ask him. Not important, understand. More important is your understanding. The moment you understand, you just have to have the faith. Your faith is very important. Your faith. This will give you a lot of faith. This will give you a lot of condition to walk the path. With understanding, with sincerity, then you realize not everybody has those conditions. Why are you chosen? Because you have the best condition. Because 3-4 months ago, your leg problem is meant to be. You grounded, then you develop the faith, because you got time to read. You are grounded, you cannot do anything. So because of that, when you read the sutta, you start to understand, and you wrote me email, and you contacted me, then you said, all along, you were not serious, you didn't know the message was so beautiful. Until later on, then you start to understand the three turnings or the Four Noble Truths. Then from there, you start to reflect, contemplate, and cultivate, even in the hospital, on wheelchair. And that was the condition where your faith developed. Then you joined the Thursday class consistently. Your Tuesday class, you got your Chinese class. You every time late for about 45 minutes. So whatever it is, condition will fall into place, and you will understand. Then you are chosen because your condition is the most conducive and is meant to be, because you have some earlier past life sincerity, affinity. Then when it happens, you will come to know. Then you will have a lot of joy. It's to develop this joy for you to sincerely walk this path, so that you got no more doubt. Well, during the early day, you had this tendency to use your intellect to question a lot of things. No need to use. The moment you silent, you tap already. Yes or not? Because of your affinity, yes or not? Where it belongs, was offered to you. That's why your nature connect easily, yes or not? Because you must have faith. If you have faith, it will connect even deeper, stronger. That's why you must silence your mind, have faith. No more doubt. Spiritual faculty will pave the way for cultivation. And you will come to understand more and more later on. It's meant to be. Yes or not? If it's not put in this house, nothing will happen to this rupang. You may take back and every day do your own puja and offering, but it will be very different, etc. That's why when you understand, when conditions are more conducive, then when you develop the faith, when you move, when you connect back, and when you start to develop the understanding of the true Dhamma, when your heart starts to open up and unfold, there is so much joy. Then you will be like the other Kayanamitas. That joy you cannot express. It's so deep inside. And you will have no more doubt. This is what the Triple Gem is all about. This is the Dhamma. This is what the Buddha is all about. Understand? It's not something that you can fathom now. Living being can never understand the nature of great beings, like Bodhisattvas and Buddha. And now it gives condition for me to share this. Because at Wuping Jing Sir, there were conditions, and I share this. And this one let you understand who are the great beings, the great Bodhisattvas and the Buddhas. What are their nature? What they are they capable of? I read to you, then you will understand. You listen attentively. So that you can actually develop the very strong faith and affinity to connect. Okay, now you listen. I need to get the email first. You listen, This one is based on one of the Mahayana Sutta, the Sutta on Innumerable Meaning, Chapter 1. In Mandarin, it's called Wu Liang Yi Jing, not Wu Liang Shou Jing. Wu Liang Yi Jing. Chapter 1 on Virtue. This sutta explains very clearly on virtue. That's why Pusen Pusa, you understand. Pusen is universal virtue bodhisattva, you know, no? You know what is universal virtue, no? The virtue encompasses the whole universe. That's why her vow is very powerful. She is called universal virtue bodhisattva. And you know what is virtue, no? Now I read to you, you understand. He said, true bodhisattvas are wise beings with great compassion. This is chapter 1. Their minds are tranquil, ever abiding in meditation, peaceful, free of desire, and immune from any kind of delusion or wrong thought. Theirs is a mind of transcendental purity with vast and profound vows. They hold these vows unwavering for countless aeons, understand not? Not only for aeons, or for countless aeons, or you know how long or not. Having realized great wisdom, listen, huh? Having realized great wisdom, they penetrated all laws and come to understand all the innumerous truth and teaching. They, the Bodhisattva, bring refreshing coolness and help cleanse away all ignorance. With boundless compassion, they work to relieve and liberate suffering beings. Bodhisattvas are living beings' true friend, mentor, and guide. They help and enable living beings to cultivate a great field of merits and blessing. Without being asked, they offer guidance to living beings. They are living beings' place of refuge, security, and happiness. They uphold the Buddha's precept of purity and never break them, even at the cost of their life. They never become angry even when harm, curse, or insulted. Their mind abides in Dhamma day and night. This is a quality. They abide by their vows of saving the countless living beings and purifying the world of all negativity. This is what the great bodhisattvas and great beings nature. So this is the sharing from that sutta of innumerable meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing, so that you understand that their nature is so different from the normal cultivator. Now you understand why Mahayana tend to say sometimes you cannot blame them. They say the Theravada way, but not for argument, please. They say the Theravada way, they decide to go for sainthood and become arahant and finish. In a way, they say it's selfish in inverted comma. But you see the limitation between their understanding and the Bodhisattva's understanding, understand? Because they only cultivate to awaken themselves, understand? To insight and liberate. But they don't penetrate all law, understand? They don't hold vow and make their natures very, very supreme and different. Understand? This is necessary if you want to be a Sammasambuddha. That's why Sammasambuddha is very different from normal being, normal enlightened being. And the Bodhisattva that walk this way to be Sammasambuddha, they are also very, very unique beings. They have great vows. They have great, what they call, understanding. That's why they can sacrifice like anything. And they can penetrate all truth and develop understanding and come out with all this perfection vow for so many countless eons and eons of cultivation. Then they just come and liberate beings, benefit beings. That's why it's all over different. So that's why to them they say, if you only cultivate to free yourself, to liberate yourself, there is a self there, understand? Understand? Wei zi ji. Kaiwo, understand? And wherever there is a self, it's selfish, isn't it? But that is before they become enlightened, arahant, understand? After arahant, no more, understand? But it's still limited in the sense that they didn't do all those perfections. they didn't have all those vows and understanding to help liberate living being. They cannot really teach in the inverted comma sense. Even Arahant, I tell you, they can teach. But it's very difficult to understand them, very difficult to penetrate their teaching. Yet they are limited in their own way. They understand themselves, but they have not cultivated all of the law. They have not penetrated all. The perfection of wisdom, Prajnaparamita, has not been perfected. They cultivate to be enlightened. Go through the same way. That's why those are relatively easier. That's why Buddha said, initially you do this. But the time will come when you are ready, when the condition is ready, whether you want to go the further way or not. And it's not difficult when you understand. But when you don't understand, like, are you impossible? Aeons and aeons, no. The thought will project and tell you, you think you can, forget about it. You put to jhana, so tapan also not yet, you want to think like that. So the thought will limit you and so obstruct you and make you like they say no gut. So don't have the faith anymore. So like straight away your face pucat, no. Ayah revert back to Arahant way easier. So that's what you saw some of the books written that way. It's because when you use thought, this thing can happen. But when you don't use thought, what happens? There is no fear. When thought don't project, there is no fear. So what happens? The truth and the reality is, as long as I am sincere, I have the faith and I persevere, this way will open up. I will fulfill. Why? I already told some of the Kayamita earlier on. You know Amitabha, Amitabha, 48 大愿, 48 great vows, very heavy great vows. You know what is Amitabha's vow? I tell you, you won't believe. That's why he created pure land. Because of his vow, he vowed this pure land that he created, that he arises in future, if within the pure land, there is this four woeful state of the hell realm, the peta realm, the animal realm, and the demon realm. He vowed not to attain the Sammasambuddhahood. Means his vow must be fulfilled before he becomes a Sammasambuddha. Then Sakyamuni Buddha under the Lotus Sutta. That was the only sutta that Sakyamuni spoke without being requested. Normally you must have somebody to request it. That was the only sutta he spoke without being requested. And according to that sutta, during the Dhamma ending age, the first sutta to disappear is which one? Leng Yan Jing, Surangama Sutta. The last to disappear is which one? Amitabha Jing, this Lotus Sutta. And this one, very powerful, this sutta. He said, even the whole sutta you burn, gone. Nobody can remember what is written there. As long as you remember how to recite Namo Amitabha, you are destined, if you do it sincerely, you are destined to take birth in the pure land, and you will never retreat, regress. You are destined. It's not too easy. That's why you must be sincere. That word is, listen carefully, you must be sincere. Like Kuan Yin's vow, you know what Kuan Yin's vow is? Those who call upon her name with sincerity, there will be a response. If you have faith and very sincere, you call Kuan Yin. I tell you, there is a response. But this one, Amitabha, you know how to recite with sincerity or not? You think you're sincere? Sincere according to you. Sincere means your faith, your spiritual faculty are very strong. Sincere means when you recite with clarity, one with the thing. That's why xiang ying in Mandarin. Perfect match. That's why I say you have to cultivate affinity, you have to develop the faith. That's why those who go on Mei San, remember, like Buddha Sama, I say, pay respect, sincerely have faith, and make aspiration, vow life after life, to have the affinity, to be protected, guided and blessed by Kuan Yin. Then, Mei San also, Samantara Bodhisattva, great universal virtue Bodhisattva, Pusen Buddha. Vow to create great affinity with her nature. You know what her nature is or not? You go and read the Sutta, Wu Liang Yi Jing, towards the end. It was stated, even the Padmasubhi sent one, the video one, listen. You know how powerful her cultivation is, not? How amazing. Her vows are very simple vows, but very, very deep in meaning and very refined in the cultivation. You saw the first vow. He vowed to pay respect and reverential salutation to all Buddhas of the three period of time, remember? Past, present and future. You think every image go and pay respect? Then you die, don't know how many times so you cannot finish. San Si Zhu Fo, three period of time, past, present and future. How? She cultivate until she can create transformation body to do it simultaneously to all the Buddhas of the three period of time. Understand? That's why you see the video. Then when we do with understanding, great wisdom. That's why their nature are very different. You can never phantom if you don't go this way, I tell you. Then you know what she did in her vow. Those who can tap her vow, create affinity through sincerity and faith. That's why I say sincerity, faith and perseverance when you connect. She vowed to clear all your karmic obstruction. Which being can do that? Clear for you, where you connected to the vow. And even all impediment that transmit wisdom to speed up your cultivation. That's why this being good. Pass the mic. She want to share. All right. Sadhu. 很好. Sadhu. Sadhu.
I will speak Chinese. Mandarin. A week ago, my grandparent passed away, and I wrote the sharing that I really want to share today.
Yeah. 可以用华语,
It says that 过去的已经不能改变，说过的话也不能回首，做过的更不能当作没有发生。 这一切都是成事实，让我们一起平静接受真实。生与死不能改变，何须害怕？血缘关系不能改变，何必伤害？过去的所有不能改变，为何埋怨且紧抓不放？唯有 可以改变的是现在和将来发生的。生命是因为肉体死亡而结束了物质生活的一切，钱、身体、心跳。灵魂也因为离开肉体，开始灵性世界的自由，不需要金钱，不需要身体。 不需要心跳，在生命的体验，我们都没有输赢。谁没有比谁有钱？没有比谁生活较好。在生活结束，就在空里离开。而且，生命的开始
也因为爱结合来到这个世界。每一次上天给我们重回生命的体验，每一次如果是考验，请带着真诚、慈悲，这一切是智慧的发生。感恩上天的慈悲的爱，感恩家人无私包容的爱，感恩身边朋友支持的爱，感恩自己勇敢活在爱里面，慈悲真诚。
谢谢。 Let us rejoice, 啊，萨德萨德萨德，啊，关掉了吗？啊，So those who understand Mandarin, you understand, 啊，这个是你写的还是什么？She grew her own understanding, huh? After her granny, huh? Grandpa, oh, sorry, Hui Rong the granny. Both also 95 years old, almost the same day, huh? Or is it the same day? Oh, same day, huh? Both also 95 years old. Huh? Wow, that is even longer, huh? Then Sui An got one, the mother's primary school teacher. No.In the what? 102, but still alive. Healthy. Very strong voice. The mother, 80 plus. Primary school teacher. You see how old is she? So, and that one still alive. And met by chance in Penang, the hospital. So the mother was full of joy. There's a photo there. So for her case, Hui Rong,the granny, 95 years old, also passed away last week. Then Pulai also same, the grandpa. Then she developed this understanding and she shared, which was very beautiful. But too long, cannot remember. But never mind, it's okay. The gist of it is very simple. Is it life is like that? The past already gone, you cannot change. Words that you have spoken, you cannot retract.Understand? You understand the meaning or not? Whatever that has already happened, you cannot reverse. Understand? And all this is life. Then you go deeper into it. But these are all understanding life in stages as she cultivates, as she connects and develops the understanding. Then she comes to understand also the form and the mind.What is death? Separation of form and the mind. Then ultimately it's all empty. Understand? So when you understand everything is empty, then why do you become grief? Miserable? Sorrowful? Over what happened? Understand? The reality is the reality. If you don't have this wisdom and understanding, you want things your way, suffering will arise.And this is what the Dhamma is all about. But you need to penetrate beyond this Dhamma. This Dhamma is just the first stage. The first two, Noble Truth. Noble Truth or Dukkha and the cause that arise. Then he said, all of life start with... He used the word I. Actually, it's from craving. Then towards the end, the real wisdom is that you must have gratitude, love and compassion. Be sincere, be compassionate. You must have what they call gratitude and great compassion towards everything. Okay, they use Sang Tian the eye. You must have gratitude.Zi Pei and all the same. Kanan, sorry, Kanan. Then Zi Pei, compassion only. So these are the basic Dhamma that you will learn. When you are sincere, when you have gratitude, these are all right thought, wholesome thought. And when you have love and compassion, means you have Dhamma, you have wisdom. Otherwise, love and compassion cannot manifest. Then when you can see things as they are and accept the reality of the moment and be at peace with all situations, you develop equanimity of mind. You develop understanding to free your mind in stages, wisdom. So these are things that you will go through as you cultivate. Yeah. So these are beautiful sharing. Huh? Then coming back to just now, where did we stop her? Before she want to share, what was it that I'm discussing? Oh yeah, Pusen Great Vow. I didn't finish. A lot more to go. So tonight got condition. We will share thanks to song good memory. You must give me the condition to share something, because when I pass that one, my thing never up here. No, the memory cannot hold on, cannot grow. I cannot want to remember on. Split second, the thing is gone already. But when there is condition, then it come back on. Like he told me about Putsien, then I connect already. Yeah, this is the one that I need to share. You see, I already spoken one aspect on the beginning, the cultivation, about then how when you really can connect with sincerity and affinity, then that vow will help you in such great way, remember? Yeah? Not only clear all your obstruction and impediment of cultivation, no. Connect and can develop all of the what they call understanding and wisdom and all those things. No? And can actually accelerate your what they call cultivation. No? Then you know how to follow her, manifest that type of vow that she do. Your merits is limitless. Limitless. What they call cannot be counted means what? Yeah? Uncountable. Immeasurable, huh? Limitless and immeasurable. You know what she do or not? When you can pay respect to Lord Buddha, without greed, without hatred, without delusion, without the evil root, with a pure, sincere mind, mindfully, because they are great beings. Even the four pairs of enlightened beings, the Aryan Sangha, the Buddha in the salutation to the Sangha already tell you the field of merit is immeasurable and innumerable, uncountable, something like that, immeasurable. What more you pay respect to a Sammasambuddha is even more meritorious and wonderful, provided you know how to do it sincerely, with a pure thought, pure mind, with full mindfulness and understanding and joy. What if you check Pusen Pusa's vow? What is the first vow? Pay respect to all the Buddhas of the three period of time, one already so powerful. This one, pay respect with understanding and mindfulness and with the spiritual nature to all these Buddhas, past, present and future, simultaneously, through the understanding and the mind. That's why the field of merit is immeasurable. Okay. When I heard that thing, I knew what that was. No. That's why her vow are very simple, but very powerful. Then I was with Gumon in the office. He said he can remember. We had got exam one day. They had to remember all this vow. Pusien, Sipataya. I say it's very different from what you remember. What you remember more is knowledge. You think, pay respect to all the Buddha. Like I say, every statue go and pay respect. It's not like that one. When Pusen cultivate, it's not like that one as well. That's why she interpenetrate everything and through wisdom, and she really develop wisdom. That's why she is universal virtue, Bodhisattva. Her virtue is not pay respect to one Buddha or not, to the whole universe Buddha or not. Everything is universal or not. The virtue. It's not just one single virtue. It's to all the great beings. Then she asked for repentance from all coming offense. all, never miss one. And she know, he has to clear all this. Otherwise, coming obstruction very strong. You cannot assume, oh, I great being, I got no karma. You go and think. When you cannot go out there, you know. That's why Pusen make this vow to repent from all coming offense. That's why he can help you clear all your coming offense and impediment. Understand? Because of this great vow. She is completely free of all obstruction and impediment. Only such a wing can clear for you. Understand? But I say, law of karma, you reap what you sow. Understand? Impossible that. No, because he has made it into a nature's law. Understand? Part of nature's law. Provided you are sincere, you have the faith and affinity, you can cultivate and connect. That vow can come and help you. Understand? Understand? That's how it can be done. Then what I want to tell you is Amitabha's vow also very heavy, but not like Pusyanon. Pusyanon very simple, but very, very refined one. That's why all these great beings, their vow are so special. One is very, very heavy, almost impossible. And I tell you one thing. Amitabha Buddha got 48 of these very heavy great vow. The one I read to you is the number one. That one was so difficult to achieve, no? And yet he achieved. No? And when Sakyamuni Buddha was sharing this sutta, you know, one of the bodhisattva asked, has Amitabha Buddha at that time realized enlightenment? Sakyamuni said, yes. He not only realized, he realized 10 kapas ago, 10 world system cycle ago. Already so long. That's why the Pure Land is so stable and so strong. You ask Gumai to sing to you. Lian hua chu chu kai. Yi to yi jing tu. You just imagine. The translation is lotus everywhere opening up. And every of these lotus that open up, yi to yi jing tu, is one Pure Land. You know how many Pure Land he has created. That's why his vow is so powerful, so heavy, so strong. And beings like him can become Sammasambuddha. What is your vow? Chicken feet, understand? Compared to what he has gone through. And you somehow allow the thought to tell you, cannot lah, brother Theo, I still put to channa, I go and look. Then you go away lah. The nature's law is what? The reality is what? As long as you are sincere, you have the faith. You just persevere and walk. Amitabha also can perfect and fulfill such heavy vow. What is yours? Vow to say limitless living being also cannot. What about Earth Store Bodhisattva, Di Zhang Wang Buddha? Not until the hell is empty of hell being. He doesn't want to attain the full enlightenment. This type of vow, how to fulfill? Impossible to have hell, no hell being. You go Jing to Kenna, Pure Land, no hell, right? then immediately a star bodhisattva becomes Sammasambuddha. Because the hell is not existent. There is no more hell being. So when you understand nature's law, when you have already had the experience, affinity and condition to understand all these great beings' vow. They are so different. And people with such heavy vow also can fulfill what is yours. Chicken feet. And you somehow complain. Cannot lah, so difficult lah, brother Theo. Oh man, I don't even know how to walk. You want me to run? This is not run, this is fly. Never doubt yourself. Who doubt? The thought doubt one another. When there is condition, when the faith is there, you just persevere. The power will be there. That's why I told you three things you need. Sincerity, faith and perseverance. The Dhamma will be there. The power will be there. Everything will be there. Okay? I promised to stop earlier. Another 10 minutes. Now I stop now. So that we got time. We can take photo first. Then after that, I can go through this one with you. Yeah. Then after that, you can have your closing puja first. Better do the closing puja. Otherwise, lightning again. Okay, we will do our sharing of merits and transfer of merits. In your chanting sheet also, later on you will have. Now we will do the usual. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata ca bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva cirang rakantu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata jamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, now invoke the blessing for the nation. Deo vasatu kalena sasa sampati heto ca vito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Then you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawat nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and enlightened one, until we realize our ultimate goal of Nibbana soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect to the Triple Gemma. I will chant the Dhamma. I will chant Buddhang Pujemi, then we'll do it. Buddhang Pujemi. The meaning is, to the Buddha, we pay our respect. Dhammang Pujemi. To the Dhamma, we pay our respect. Sanghang Pujemi. To the Sangha, we pay our respect. Okay, so we officially end. We can take some photo, because today the puja offering was so unique, so beautiful. There was so much joy up there in the salon. So it's okay. We will take. Why not I sit there first? You take one with me sitting there first. Then like that day, you all join in later. Okay, come. Yun Chan will be the photographer. You know how to all give to pull him. You can. Yeah, we rejoice together. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I actually rejoice in everything that happened. Then do you know, all this will accumulate until end of this year, and a lot of things is going to happen. I tell you, this gathering of Kayamita also is another event, another auspicious occasion a lot of things will happen there. You must have faith. Huh? It's only 5 more days. Huh? Come early, huh? 11 o'clock. The committee member and organizer will be there earlier, 10:30 or 10:45, to do all that thing. Then, if you all can, come earlier. Okay? Are we finished? Then you all can come like that day. I sit in front of it. This is to help bring about the faith and the condition for you all to actually materialize all of the good condition, so that you can make full use of them. Come quickly. We take a group photo first. Put at the side first. Yes. Sorry. Good. Okay. Put at the side first. Then you all, some can squat, kneel, then the rest stand at the back. Some can also sit in front. Don't worry. Sit in front. My wife here. Hey, let's okay. Kneel down. Kneel down. Then the rest can leave a space here in the middle. You can stand at the side. Don't worry. No need. It's okay. Don't worry. Rejoice. You're Anjali. Never mind. 不用紧，我会拿. Sadhu. 西瓜甜不甜? One more. 甜. Sadhu. Then exchange. Somebody take over. Four line come in. Jin Hao. Help. Thank you so much. Jin Hao. After that, hold the camera for a while because it needs to process. Otherwise, it will run. take another one. 西瓜甜不甜? Okay, thank you so much. So now I will show you all this. You all can sit around. Try to sit around. Try to sit around. Thank you. 你看了吧，你不懂。 I didn't explain. Some of you stand in front there better. You see, this is what they have done for me. This is actually towards the end. Ayu wana sukang palang. You know the meaning, isn't it? What is ayu? Very good. Wow. Certainly very good. Sukang? No, wano is for wana. Wano, fair complexion. Then sukang is joy or happiness. Palang is strength. Power. No, that one is spiritual powers. This one is strength, spiritual strength. This is physical and spiritual strength. Palang strength. Physically also you have strength, but if you have spiritual strength is better. That one, balas, is spiritual power. Until when your spiritual faculty become unshakable, it become balas, power. So here you see a tribute to relative for 10 years of Dhamma sharing, where I came out to share in the year 2004. And you all should thank Yun Chan. Yun Chan is the one that's responsible for requesting me to come out 3 times, and I rejected all the 3 times. I said no, it's okay, thank you. I said when the time come I will share. And after the 3rd time, something happened at night. My nature tell me, hey, about time to come out already. He said, what are you doing? You've been resting for 15 years now. Then I start to reflect, contemplate. If I come out, because I got one concern, out of compassion for living being. That's why I refuse to come out. Because through coming, you don't know who I am, and my nature and all the things. If you simply arise a thought or say anything,
I didn't do anything. Nature's logic is gone. So because of that, I try not to create such condition. Then when is it about time for this nature to come out? How can it come out when there is such possibility? I will never want to do that. Yeah, I have one vow. If it's for the good of the many, let it happen. Otherwise, no. And then the answer came. You set three conditions, you see. Then nothing will happen. So far, so good. First condition is not a one-way traffic. I call it Dhamma discussion or sharing. It's no authority. Understand? If it's an authority, one-way traffic, then open mind, no right, no wrong. We are here to discuss Dhamma and truth and share. I respect you for what you are. You respect me for what I am. I respect your cultivate. You respect. Then the third one is make use of whatever that is suitable, useful, positive, and cultivate. If you cannot understand, have an open mind. With that three conditions, I agree. Oh, then no problem, is it? Oh, okay. Then I give up. So it has been 10 years since then. Okay. Then this first one is very beautiful. They just took from some of the WhatsApp photo. So this is Kuan Yin Bodhisattva from Anandagiri. Then these are the flowers. Then we start off with this puja. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Means you pay homage to them. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Then Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, because I have special affinity and a lot of gratitude. And very much in debt to what her nature has helped me. So I always say with deep gratitude and thanks for Kuan Yin's blessing, protection and guidance of this world. Not only this life, for many, many, many lives that nature has been helping. Otherwise, this one very fragile, the forming mind. I would have died at the age of 8 if not for Kuan Yin. And many things happen. And all along our spiritual tree, everything, we are very well protected, guided. It's because of all this great nature of Kuan Yin and other beings. That's why I always say these three things you must remember. The great beings can help you in many ways. Their vows, they bring about great blessing, great protection and guidance. So without these three, I tell you, very difficult to walk this way. Very difficult to connect and very difficult to complete the mission. That's impossible. So this one is also very beautiful. The story of my early days. So it's a tribute because they did it so well. So again, these are beautiful beings. So a tribute to me, my nature, from Kalyanamitta. So you all also got a part in it, because Kalyanamitta Fund offered and donated, and they donate the whole thing back to the Kalyanamitta Fund. These are the photos of me during the early days in my school. This one is Form 5, I think. Very good. This one is Form 4. And these are three friends. This one also Teo Chai Heng. The sister gave me the first book, What Buddhists Believe. First edition. The sister. Theodore Billing. Billing or Billing, I forgot already. Then this one is Lim Chin Sun, also civil engineer. He's a teacher. Yeah, we took in a studio. Yeah, we are good friends. My Kipahintai. My Hintai. No camera one. Wait, you think cheap? Then you see all my classmates. Then the green dot is me. The green dot is me. You cannot not recognize me. Then this is the activity I'm involved. I was a school band player first. We are the pioneer. We started the school band 1971. So this school band, I play the side drum. My drum very good. Now you bring the drumstick, I can still play. I can roll. So these are British band. Then this one is cycling. This one is football. This one happened to take picture only. Cannot do that. That time don't have mindfulness. Then they put here like got a lot of mindfulness. Body and mind, who has one? That time belum ada. But it's just to tell people. So this one is when I was promised by my father, I passed from five, take me on a trip to Singapore, come to KL. KL to go. Then this one is Singapore. Then this one I played Chinese chess and carom, school champion, university college champion, carom. Chinese chess school champion. My Chinese chess very good. Carom, I very good. Carom, you let me start, you got no chance to play. I can put in all the seat. One shot. Different, more fair, But wow. Wow. People comment more length, right? You say very fat. So you look at perception, according to her, very fat. According to another one, length, right? This was what was, brother Theo. And it's never me. Every woman is different. Then you see in the university, when I was moving around, yesterday Malaya with all the colleges, people, friends. Then this one is when I went for this, what they call Taman Negara trip. 77 with Mi Fong. Mi Fong is here. Can see her now. Then this is BGF field trip where we went to Penang. So this one Mi Fong also somewhere. I forgot the name. That time Sui An didn't chase her. Didn't caught her. That time we were university student. We went to Taman Negara. This one is Thailand, when I went for my spiritual trip and cultivation. This is the cave we meditate in. Nice or not? Want to go or not? This is the temple where the cave is at the back. Then this is northern Thailand. I also forgot where it is. These are my earlier Dharma friends from Australia and New Zealand. Then this is Katina. We sold the rope, we died, and next morning we actually offered. The whole process we did. This is also Katina, Australia, with my son and my daughter. 1989. Yes. Then this one is No Wishing Program. My son, my daughter, and my son. They are underage. They cannot participate. But special permission from Chief Raven because of special condition. And a lot of people complain about that. Chief Raven got to come out and clarify. He said this is a special case. Because a lot of them complain. Because they're supposed to be 18 years old or 15 years old when you can become novice. Then there were some parents whose children missed by a week or two. Before they can fulfill the age. Then he saw these two fellows are so way below underage. He said, how come they can join? My son cannot join. Wow, Chief Reverend got to come out and clarify. This one is special case, he said. Because you know what he told them. He said, when my son approached him, he saw him like when he was 3-4 years old that time, when he ordained. The same behavior, he said. When my son cried, he said he wanted to be ordained. Yeah, he asked the mother to sold all the white clothes, everything, and we know he cannot join, we are not registered. But he didn't know, and he cried that day. Then Ramanda passed by also. Hey boy, why are you crying? And we told Ramanda, you want to join the Vishi program by underage. Then Ramanda looked at him. You serious? Shave head or no? Yeah. You really want? Okay, you listen to me. I take you to see Chief Raven. You go and request sincerely 3 times. He said no, you continue to request 3 times. He sure approve. Take him there. Chief Raven didn't even ask him 3 times. one time. Okay, you serious? You willing to shave? Their children know me. He know I enjoy the library. He know our family very different. Yes. When I brought them to Brickfield, we were the first family that brought children there and they will run around and play and create crying all there. Then after that, people dare to bring. Before that, nobody dare to bring, I tell you. Because they will cry like anything and they run around like anything. And these two pay respect, know how to chant. And so they like. So they set example for others. So their children were new. Is it? Huh? Shave, huh? Now shave, huh? Okay, you want? Okay, register. Then he told Reverend, okay, he and the sister, go. That's how they join. And you know what happened? The first day, he attended. Reverend said, I cannot go home one now. 2 weeks you stay here. No? Eat here, everything. Your mother, your father don't see you until next day. He said, no problem. The first day he went in, he listened. Oh, he can answer questions. No? Then I told him, got library upstairs. You know what he did? No? He went up there. The librarian cannot see him. He's too short. No? He said, what you are here for? He said, I want to borrow a book. But you not know which program, you cannot borrow. You under it. No, he said, I know which program. I got a cut. Then the librarian said, oh, like that. You are the first one. No? He said, very early went out. Before the class start at 9, 8 o'clock up there. Then the librarian said, okay, you go. You see what book you want. You know what book he took out? I also got a shock. Life of the Arahant. Don't know where he found that book. I also didn't know there is such a book. Lives of the Arahant. He was reading it. Then I saw the book. I said, what made you borrow this book? He said, I like this book. Read my dust saw, also got a shock. Then this one is my house Dana. Achan Dusadi. Then this is the Jirasato. He changed his name to Vimla Ramsey. This is from the Damasuka Group, US. The effort there. He's doing quite well too. This one is Achanyantra Deo. House Dana, Ramanda, and their disciple. This one, my mother, with Achan Ganha, that I break the temple. Achan Ganha, the smiling monk. The very, what they call, like Maitreya like that one. Then this is Uncle Ku, I told you that Christian that talked to me for 3 hours on the phone, then finally become Buddhist. He very good at Kung Fu, this one. He was a, what they call, very strong Christian. He teach in a Christian mission school. They call you what? There's a name for you, what they call it. Not pastor, not pastor. There is a name for you, I forgot already. This is Raymond, the chief Raymond. Master Xuan Hua. Then this is Prakul. Then this one is my house Dana. Prachayantra, that time Achan Ganha. And Achan Mahabhuwa. So, we visited him. He took us in and allowed us to take photo. He normally don't allow. This is his own rest place. Then this one is our spiritual trip to China, Wutaisan. So these were the beautiful times. You see, they choose such nice photography of me and my wife. Then this is the seminar, international seminar in Bangkok, August 2013. They invited me to give a talk there.